Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. If you're just waking up and wondering who won the election, well, the rest of the country is doing the same thing, too. Many votes in a number of important states have not yet been counted. Here in California, Democrat Joe Biden has won California's 55 electoral votes. The results last night were a strong message to Trump by a state that has prided itself on being a bulwark against his policies. California Republicans have been more focused on reclaiming some U.S. House seats after a string of losses 2 years ago, but early returns showed the party was struggling to defend a seat in heavily GOP district in San Joaquin Valley. Normally on election night, bars in San Francisco's Mission District would be full of thirsty Democrats and blaring TVs. This year, most were shuttered, but not Manny's, a cafe bar with a social justice mission. KALW's David Boyer reports.
For the last 2 months, Manny's has hosted an outdoor phone bank on its sidewalk near the corner of 16th and Valencia. And Tuesday, it carted in a jumbotron and took over much of the street for a socially distant election dinner. The 100-plus guests began arriving at 5.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I'm very hopeful. I mean, from what early predictions say, the Electoral College is leaning toward Biden.
I'm excited now.
By 7, hopes of a Biden landslide vanished, and the mood began to shift.
The energy here is a little tense.
I feel like I'm having a heart attack. I think I was so confident, and now it's just like maybe reality sinking in.
I'm still in a good headspace, and I'm, you know, staying positive.
Dance breaks and performances by drag queen Africa America helped lighten the mood, but most remain focused on CNN's big board and the race to 270. That outcome would have to wait at least until morning.
I'm a little bit disheartened. It just looks so close right now. We'll see. But this sense of community is really helpful right now. I think I'd be a lot more anxious just sitting at home alone.
In San Francisco, I'm David Boyer, KALW News.
In the wake of the police killing of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor this summer, the movement to reform police departments gained momentum across the country. Yesterday, Bay Area voters overwhelmingly approved a number of local police accountability measures. KLW's Sonia Narang has more.
With the passage of Measure D, San Francisco will create a new oversight board to review use of force and investigate misconduct within the sheriff's department. Early Wednesday morning, this measure had a commanding lead. Other measures that deal with police departments passed with even greater margins. Berkeley residents were overwhelmingly in favor of Measure II. The city's renamed Police Accountability Board will adopt new, stronger methods to investigate and review police misconduct. Also in the East Bay, Oakland voters supported police reform efforts in large numbers by passing Measure S1. This would empower an independent inspector general to review police misconduct in Oakland. Similar measures in Sonoma and San Jose also passed. For KALW News, I'm Sonia Narang.
People voted across California yesterday. Some are optimistic about a potential change of presidential power, and others hope for 4 more years of the current administration. But some voters say they feel disillusioned by the election system. Maria Patino lives in midtown Sacramento. She says she woke up yesterday with anxiety. As a person of color, she sees whatever the outcome of the election will have huge ramifications for people in overlooked communities.
I just hate feeling as a woman, you know, a brown woman, that especially feeling like my voice is not heard anyways, that if, you know, Trump wins, what's going to happen?
She says older female relatives are scared of what 4 more years could mean for the Latinx community, both in the United States, legally and undocumented. She says her family is panicked and little hope in American democracy unless leaders listen to people and not continue with a flawed system. That report from our partners at Capital Public Radio.